I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Extremists bombed a Pentecostal church on Sunday in the Democratic Republic of Congo, killing 17 and wounding 39. The attack took place in the eastern Kasindi region. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
on Sunday morning during a worship service, during a worship celebration, in fact, there were 60 new baptisms, new believers being baptized at this church congregation on Sunday morning when a bomb went off in the service.
The DRC military blamed a rebel group affiliated with the Islamic State. Nettleton says their goal is to set up a caliphate in the region, forcing everyone to live by their definition of Sharia law. He expects to see more attacks against believers in the eastern DRC. Ask God to strengthen local believers and keep track of the situation so you can pray knowledgeably. And Open Doors' 2023 World Watch List was released yesterday with some surprising changes. The World Watch List ranks the 50 countries with the worst persecution of Christians. India's held 10th place since 2019, but for the first time in 4 years, India moved back down to 11th place and was replaced by Sudan. Eric with Mission India puts this in perspective.
As we look at that movement down from 10 to 11, we celebrate that there's been progress. But again, we're also very realistic with what that actually means. Being number 11 is still not great. And so as we look forward to 2023 and to 2024, our prayer is that the nation of India would soften its stance and its heart towards the gospel. And that's done through God working through our partners and sharing the grace and love of Jesus with many more people.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.